I don't know except backlog. That's all I know. That backlog came into our language, you know, is a reserve or something to fall back on. And that's what it would have been in the fireplace. It was something that retained the heat, strength.
And on your face, you might get black stuff. You call that?
Well, we used to, I know that kids would all have to go to a bedroom, a cold room, and undress. And most kids wore nightgowns. Pajamas was something that they wore in China or somewhere. men wore nightshirts and women wore nightgowns. So the youngsters. But you get into those garments and come in the main room and warm yourself one side and turn around and warm yourself on the other, and whatever, whichever was facing the fire was warm and the other side was cold, so it didn't matter much anyway. It was mighty hard to heat a room because of high ceilings and high windows. We call them French windows. And all the windows had blind shutters.
Yep.
And the fire had to go all day and a long time. Into the doors closed before we could get the place warm. In fact, it never was comfortable like you sit now in a room with a heat uniform and all the spaces. I wonder sometimes, we didn't have sanitary provisions or medical aids nor medical knowledge. Somehow people seem to be healthy. And I wonder too if in those days, if I was at the end of it, grew up. The weak died, kids died, and families were larger. I can remember with a lot of pathos, how many of my playmates, acquaintances died before they were 10 years old. Well, they would have survived, you know, but often, no, it wasn't matter what they thought they did. They had infections or diseases, internal, otherwise. I had a three cousins, daughters of my father's sister. He had just one sister and one brother. These little girls died successively at age 6 and 7. As they reached, the first one died, said 6 years old, and that one came along. Just about a year before reaching 6, she died. Third one came along, and he died about 5 or 6. Then my aunt became pregnant again, and the family was almost panicky. And you know what they did? They sold all their lands and had a prosperous store over there and went to California. And out there, they had three more children. They all lived. Now, what we often discuss that, what was taking the lives of those little girls? The doctors, the lower doctor has to give a reason for it. But it was some kind.